Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Good morning. Well, I guess for you guys, it'll be good evening. Welcome to Two Teas in a Pod with myself. I almost called myself Tamara Judge. Myself, Teddy Mellencamp and
Tamara Judge. This is probably the earliest we've ever done a podcast.
This is real commitment, you guys. Tam's gotten up. She's in her pajamas because I am catching a flight in 2 hours. I know. Look what a horseshoe mom I am today. I'm like,
cute. Well, let me tell you, since the jet lag, today was the first day that I was able to sleep in past 3 o'clock in the morning. And I had to do the podcast. I was like, turned over and I'm like, okay, it's going to be 3 o'clock. I just know. And I turn over, it's 5. And I'm like, oh man, like I could probably sleep another hour. And then
you
wouldn't have.
Once you were awake, you most definitely
would. But I was like, I had to pull my butt out of bed, which has been rare. Like, this is the first time I've had a normal night's sleep because I still had to watch Dubai. I tried to watch last night and that put me to sleep.
I'm really giving it my all with Dubai and it.
It's painful.
The fan thoughts are also painful, like, you know, on our Instagram. So yeah. Well, let's get to Dubai in a bit, but yes, it's one you need to watch in chunks.
Yeah.
it's a little bit of a cinch.
So tell me where you're going so early in the morning.
I am going to Menlo Park. It's one of
my favorite horse shows, and Slate is showing it. It's a World Hunter Week show. So we try to do that because there's only a certain amount of World Hunter Rider shows a year. So it all counts towards points, towards nationals, and all those types of things. So
how does that work? Is the horse?
The horse is shipped up. Shipped up.
Okay. How far away is that? Where is it exactly?
We fly into San Jose, and then it's a 45-minute drive to the horse show.
So it's like a 7 or 8 hour drive for the horse.
Yes. Yeah. So like the horses will drive to go to this type of horse show. But if we do nationals back east, they fly.
The horses fly?
Yes. They have horse planes.
No, they don't.
I'll be podcasting till I'm dead to afford this sport for my daughter.
That's what I'm going to say. All my girlfriends that have kids in this sport say it's extremely expensive.
It's extremely expensive. But if you're really committed as a kid and you're really dedicated as you start to get older and stronger and the more competitive you are, other people ask you to ride your horses, which is how when my mom ran out of money with us, I had a lot when I was little, and then we kind of ran out of money, and I had already put myself in a position of strength in the riding field. So a lot of people had me show their horses, and the horse I ended up winning nationals on and the whole thing wasn't a horse of mine.
Interesting.
And you can get a full ride to college. And truthfully, the biggest thing is it really saved me. I would have been the world's worst kid if you didn't have that sport. Yeah.
Now, did they pay you to ride their horses?
Not until I was over 18. It's illegal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can't pay a junior. But over 18, once you become a professional, then they can pay you.
Interesting.
But okay. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a sport I know nothing about.
Yeah. So that is this weekend. We're very amped up. And you know how I am. I'm like, Southwest. This time, Tamara, we actually checked in A group, unlike on our iHeart travel when we were in C group flying to Oakland.
I want to see this plane that carries horses. I'm going to have to Google it.
I'll send you a picture. It's pretty insane. And everybody uses the same guy. His name's Tex Sutton.
His name is Tex.
Tex Sutton,
like the Dutton Farm, Yellowstone.
Yeah, so. That's our update.
I just have to ask you, can we please talk about Kathy on Watch What Happens Live last night?
Okay. So
I mean,
let me just first start off. I'll read, I think this is from Entertainment Tonight. Kathy Hilton confuses Lizzo for Gabourey Sidibe. Kathy Hilton proved on Wednesday that she might not be great at recognizing famous faces when put on the spot. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star sat down with Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live alongside Real Housewives co-star Crystal Minkoff. During the episode, Cohen decided to grill Hilton with a game called Will Kathy Know Them? And the awkwardness, it seems, the host hoped would ensue certainly came to pass when he tossed up a photo of Lizzo and asked if she knew who it was. Hilton says, "I feel like I do," Hilton said, mulling it over before saying, "Precious."
Andy couldn't have looked more uncomfortable than I've ever seen in his life. He literally wanted to hide.
I mean, I wanted to hide through the television screen, but Precious is not the name of the actress either. There are so many things wrong with this.
Kathy shouldn't even know who Justin Timberlake was.
But here's the part that I find a little bit peculiar. Okay. You don't know who Ryan Reynolds or Justin Timberlake or Lizzo are, but you know who Karen Huger and Vicky Gumbelson are.
I know because they follow you.
I was like, especially because
which
she
is
always
so weird, because literally like on social media she's so awkward, she'll put her phone number on there not knowing how it works, but she knows who follows her.
Well, because I think she's more aware, as I said, which got me a little bit of trouble, she's more aware than she lets on. But also
she likes to play dumb.
Well, I don't think in this instance with Lizzo that was playing dumb. I think she realized she stepped in it, because you could see her demeanor change. To me, her demeanor changed after that.
A little bit. She's like, well, I call Lizzo Precious.
Well, and then she Crystal, tried to dig her, Crystal she had to trying dig to make it out. Okay was almost as bad. Like, she was like, we love Bright. It's because Lizzo is so precious.
I know.
Right, Kathy? You know, like, it was.
Kathy gave her Crystal gave her a lifeline.
Crystal tried to give her a lifeline, tried to give her multiple lifelines. And then you can tell when Andy starts to get annoyed also when he cuts you off from your stories.
Yes. And he did that to her.
Yeah. A couple times.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That was one of the most awkward moments on Watch What Happens Live, I'd have to say. And has there been any backlash on social media from Lizzo?
No, I don't think from Lizzo, but
I feel like that's coming.
I don't know that it'll necessarily be backlash. I don't think Lizzo's that, like, I don't think she's.
Are you serious? Really? You don't think so? I think she's going to say something.
Well, she might say anything.
She's
say
very something. Vocal.
I think, but she's not aggressive in that way, I don't think.
Okay.
From what I've seen, she's always like about love and fun, like, I don't see her coming back and fighting about it.
No, I don't think she'll fight about it. I mean, but I definitely think she'll have something to say about it.
Yeah. So, well, that happened. And then also, you're up. You can read this one. Kathy Hilton weighs in on Kyle Richards' future on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on the E! Article.
Yeah. Could the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills be saying goodbye to one of the biggest stars? Although Kyle Richards previously hinted that the show's current season could be her last, but according to her sister, Kathy Hilton, she likely isn't saying goodbye just yet. I think she does that, Kathy says, of Kyle's tendency to question her future on the show. She works so hard, and you finally sometimes go, well, maybe this is it, but I think she'll be back. Whatever Kyle decides, it's almost certainly impact whether Kathy remains. That's not to say Kathy hasn't doubted her own position on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Though this show, even just a little bit I do, then you have to do press. You have to do BravoCon. You have to do the reunion. And then all of a sudden, you're back filming again.
Yeah. And then as for whether she would like to upgrade her role to a full-time housewife in the future, usually you say, I'll never say never, she said. But for sure, absolutely not.
Really not.
But
doesn't Kyle do that every year? We've talked about this and I've talked about it with Kyle. I don't know if I'm going to go back. I think we all do that, the long timers, like every season. It's like, especially if you have a good season or a bad season. If you have a bad season, you're like, yeah, this might be my last season. Yeah, it's my last season.
Yeah, I think people commonly talk about it. Do I think Kathy knows or not? No. But also, there was a part during Watch What Happens Live that I don't know if you saw it, but where Andy asked Kathy, is the reason you're not receiving any of Kyle's phone calls because she's actually blocked in your phone? Oh, he asked Crystal. And then Crystal goes, holds onto Kathy's arm and then goes, don't worry, I'm not going to share any of your secrets, Kathy, or something along those lines. And I was like, and then Kathy's like, well,
do share.
I was like,
well, is she blocked? Do you think she's blocked?
I don't know, but either way, that it alluded to some shade.
Yeah, definitely.
It was all in all, the entire Watch What Happens Live was, there was a lot of awkward moments in it for me last night to watch.
Now, speaking of awkward moments, there's been a lot of stories out recently comparing my wedding dress to Teresa Giudice's wedding dress. And I did find out that it is the exact same designer, Mark Zanino, that did our dresses. I mean, even down to the pale pink, everything. But one of his people, I'm not going to say it was, reached out to me and said, your dress was definitely, it was custom made. It was made for me. Hers was kind of the knockoff of my dress that you can buy off the rack.
You know what? Tam, that's a big reveal.
I think she spent all her money on that $10,000 thing on her head.
I did notice that you guys had the same color bridesmaids dresses as well.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's not blush. My colors are blush and bashful. If you know. Please tell me you know what movie I'm talking about.
I don't. Is that like Magnolia, Steel Magnolia? Or
yes. Thank yes, you. Yeah. Her colors are pink and pink.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So that happens. But also, Melissa Gorga cheating rumors rocks Real Housewives of New Jersey season 13. Here's the Page Six article. A bombshell rumor about Melissa Gorga allegedly cheating on Joe Gorga will rock season 13, The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And Page Six has exclusively learned how the messy gossip started. Multiple sources have accused Margaret Joseph's longtime friend turned foe of stirring the pot off camera with the scandalous tea, allegedly in order to try and land a spot on Jersey. The rumor claims that Melissa kissed actor Nick Barada after a night out in New York a few years ago. Sources close to Melissa strongly denied allegations to the Daily Mail, and another insider tells us the rumor is ridiculous and that Nick has been in a relationship for like 14 years and they're all friends. Jensen claims she and Joseph, who were friends for decades, spoke about the rumor a while ago when they were friendly, and she kept this tea secret for years.
You know what? It just seems like it's a stretch. And especially coming from the lady, whatever her name is, that her and her husband are desperately trying so hard to get on the show as far as to going on Twitter, reaching out to people. I shared the tweet. I didn't share the DM he actually sent me because we had to talk about that. We don't like sharing DMs.
Oh my, by the way, we got hammered for that.
Oh, we did?
Oh yeah, we did. Saying that the person shared Kyle's DM. Then she started coming for us on the gram saying, I asked permission. So apologies.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No. To this person. But then did you see Melissa's her podcast clip today?
I did. I was just listening to it right before we clicked in, and it definitely makes me want to go listen to her podcast.
Yeah. So when things are too toxic, even with family you love, you have to let it go, is something that she said. So I think that
let it go or step back.
She said, let it go. Those were Melissa's words, not mine. So I don't know if she's trying to say, you know, whatever it is. And then she also last night posted a picture of herself with Joey, and they're both having a glass of wine, and it says, only the strong survive. I love you, Joey. And it's them like having a glass of wine.
Oh boy.
So
yeah,
it's either way, you don't want to have to go through all of this. And I don't know really anything about the dude other than one of our producers on this show knows him. They used to work together. He was an intern, but she hasn't talked to him in a long time. So we don't have any real tea.
Wow. Okay. Well, I hope it all gets smoothed over and it doesn't affect their relationship. Because those are the kind of things that get very stressful in the show, is when they try to come between you and your husband or your children. That's just not cool.
Yeah, I agree.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today, only on DoorDash, and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
All right, we are back to talk about Dubai. We are trying. We are putting our best foot forward here to try and get involved in the show. The fan notes, like if I even just pull up my Instagram right now, where I put like, what are your thoughts on Dubai? I get so many on Beverly Hills and Dubai. These are them. These people are petty and boring and I have no interest. Quit watching. It's a snooze fest. Funny part, telling her husband to cut the umbilical cord. That was a funny part.
It was. I, you know what? I'm drawn to Caroline and Sergio now. Like, I feel like they're the show. I love their relationship and how she's almost like a mother to him. The way she talks to him cracks me up. And she,
well, I mean, she calls herself a mother to him.
Yeah. And she owns everything and just puts it out there. They crack me up.
Yeah. They've grown on me. I mean, his need to like want to be with her and sure.
Well, how about the previews for next week? He shows up on the trip.
No.
They're like, yeah, you see the girls going, is that Sergio?
they didn't show me that on Sling.
I'm like, no. Oh no, he didn't. Because she kept saying, you can't go. You can't go. And he shows up.
Well, I know this is also a random thought, but why did the girls need to get glammed the second day when they were going to a water park?
Okay. I was going to say the same thing. It's just a little bit ridiculous. Like, whatever.
It actually bugs me. I'm like, you do not need a full face of blue eyeshadow glam
to go out in the water. But would you, but there's three in the water, three out of the water. Would you have been the ones in the water or out?
100% in the water.
Yeah, me too. That's what I figured.
100% in the water. And I think they said it was 95 degrees or something. Like, I have no interest in sweating my face off.
And I thought it was very interesting, Sarah's conversation about who covers up and who doesn't. And she went in and because she's like the most edgy of all the girls. And she was in a full one-piece wetsuit.
I don't know if I would say she's the most edgy, but she's the most, well,
she's got tattoos and nose piercing. Yeah. She's always wearing a different hat. Like, she's more,
but
edgy.
Like, she seems like this is effortlessly her style.
Yeah.
I don't think she's trying to, I think some of the other women are like trying to elevate all of the time.
Right.
And yeah. I think that's just who she is. Like, she barely has any makeup on. She looks beautiful.
I love her style.
I love her style.
Love it. Her kickback, more relaxed style. I love it.
I don't necessarily always love her advice. But I do love her style.
Yeah, I love her. How about 98 degrees out and they're having a picnic in the middle of the desert and they have sweats on.
Sweats on, drinking pineapple juice. I was like, there better be some champagne in that pineapple juice.
I'm like,
juice.
What the actual heat is going on there? Because I couldn't even imagine, especially being in the desert. Like, we go dirt biking. So I know what it's like being in a desert like that where there's no coverage, nothing, and it's 98 degrees just beating down on you. I'm like, what?
I wonder how long they filmed that. But do you feel like that relationship is being forced? I didn't really understand why she needed to go to the level of like, if you need a friend, a sister, a blah. I was like, yeah, let's reel it in. You guys were reaming each other out last
honestly,
week.
Honestly, I don't even remember why they're fighting. Like, I don't
over the know kid. What
I can't. Let me move on.
Then they take a girl's trip to Narai Island. And
which is beautiful.
I do want to go to Dubai and all of these places. I can say that. Watching this show, I'm like, I want to go.
I would like to see more of Dubai. Like this part where they go traveling. I mean, their cast trip is 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. It was beautiful. It kind of had like that Tulum kind of, not that I have never been there, but just what I'm seeing on Instagram with the swings and all those, the water is beautiful. And then there's that out in the middle of nowhere surfing.
Yeah. Well, I also, something we need to touch a little bit of base on is I was loving Chanel again up until this episode.
Yeah. She kind of, yeah.
Chanel, why? Chanel, she was had to be so much like about every, I get if you want to be so much with your style.
You know what? Do you know what shocked me? Okay. We see Chanel and she's so over the top. Now there was pictures of her at Teresa's wedding. Very simple, navy blue, oversized suit.
I'm wondering if it was a last minute invite and she didn't have access.
Please.
I mean, obviously it was a last minute invite, but maybe
we know that.
But maybe she didn't have anything over the top to wear.
Oh, come on. All the stuff she's worn on the show. And then she shows up in a very basic, like, I don't know. So does that mean like, that's not really not her style? She's just doing it for TV?
I think she's for sure dressing to that level for shock value.
Yeah.
I think that's.
So you know. I was expecting to see something really over the top. And I'm not that her suit wasn't beautiful, but I was just like, whoa, okay. She's very conservative. The makeup's very toned. The hair is toned down and just a navy.
Yeah. But also she's that way. I guess Jennifer Iden had a dinner for Teresa before she left on her honeymoon. And in the video, it's Jennifer, Dolores, Teresa, and Ian. And she's toned out. She doesn't even have shoes on there. Like, she's completely toned down there.
I wish I could see more of that on Dubai.
Yeah, I don't
instead
need...
Instead of the acting. Yeah, I don't need all the over the... I mean, once in a while, it's kind of cool to see all these over-the-top outfits, but I would like to see them more toned down.
Yeah, like, just be chill. Because they've never really shown her, like, hanging around the house where she's not 100% glammed.
No.
I do like to see all the different sides. Brooke says Chanel's tongue is up Lisa's asshole. I was like, more ass play conversation?
Are we talking about this again? That's exactly what I was thinking too. I'm like, okay.
Then they play games to get to know each other better. They find out Brooks didn't sleep with someone's boyfriend, but she did sleep with someone's husband. And then Lisa tells us about her pricey diamond and her...
I hate that word.
I hate that word.
Hate it.
And then
Okay, why?
I'm like, I'm wearing cubic zirconias in my ears right now. Right, yeah. I can't imagine.
I'm not going to waste that down there.
For sure. Not for Edwin's sake.
No. Which he wouldn't even appreciate it.
No, he wouldn't even appreciate it. I mean, I get that if you want to wear real gold, because it'd be a real pain if it turned green down there. But
damn you.
Well, that's what happens to your ears when you wear fake gold.
Yes, yes. Very true. I will have to say, I love Caroline's humor because it's a lot like mine. And as she's talking about this wave machine, she goes, I want to see him face plant.
I love that you just complimented yourself, Tam. You know what? I love her. She reminds me of me.
I said her humor.
I know, just kidding.
Her humor. She's like, I'm like, that's the first thing I thought when she was talking about this wave machine. I go, oh, I can't wait to see somebody face plant.
No, I think she's funny. And she makes fun of herself as well.
Which is perfect.
Which I like self-deprecating that entire thing. I'm not super into Nina. Really, I mean, if anybody's crawling up anybody's ass, it's Nina crawling into Stanberry's.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
The overexcitement, jumping on the bed. You can tell that it would be like me jumping on the bed. That's not my personality type. I'm not like,
well, it is starting to feel like they're just doing things to do things. And if I have to, in one more Housewives show, hear any reference about sex, like anytime there's a ball in the room, like, hey, come play with my balls. You know, it's like, come on, please stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
I know. Then Lisa tells the story about her brother, who's biologically her cousin, who was shot and killed by his friend. She said no one knew where the guy was, and it came to her in her dreams. And this was a conversation where she's opening up. She's starting to cry. And she says they end up finding the guy. And then all of a sudden, the conversation turns so south so quickly when Caroline talks about dependence on a spouse. And Chanel says she depends on her husband and loves it. And then Caroline says there's a difference between dependent and investment. Okay. And Chanel feels she has to explain what she does to Caroline, and then goes off and off. And it's like so defensive and over the top.
And everybody's yelling at once. And it's just, to me, I was just like, okay, overload. I don't even know what you guys are fighting about at this point. Just calm your asses down.
But she also wouldn't let Caroline even, I don't think Caroline was trying to even talk to Chanel. I think she was trying to talk to Brooks.
Right.
Because Brooks was talking about being with the ex and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But it made her, you know, it obviously lit something up in her, but then she wouldn't let her get a word in edgewise.
But I love that we have the one fan thought, Chanel and Sergio. Oh, Chanel and Sergio are the only housewives I'm invested in. I thought when I first read it in my mind, I read Caroline. I'm like, oh, I see what they're doing.
They're making jokes.
They're making jokes of Sergio being a housewife.
Gotta love the joke. Let's take a little break and we'll come back and discuss Beverly Hills.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
We're back to talk a little bit of Beverly Hills. Hopefully my kids will walk in 16 to 25 more times to distract me from what's
going on.
It's
early in the morning. They're probably not used to you being busy. This is like breakfast time, right?
I know. They're like, what is happening?
What is
Mom?
Going on?
What bag do I need for camp? What am I doing? Can you brush my hair?
Well, just wait. When they're teenagers, they'll still be asleep till noon.
Yeah. Well, I'm not ready. So we start off the episode, and you know, I love myself some PK, but I absolutely never need to see his original teeth in a picture again.
Oh my God, that is so Brooks. I don't know if you remember.
No, happened. I didn't watch that.
Oh what? God, the same. Vicky got him new teeth, and so they did like one of those open mouth things where they take a picture, and he was like missing a tooth. It was so bad, but I think that they had to extract that tooth in order to do, I don't know. It looked ridiculous. But PK, like, so, like, crooked and yellow, and I was like, What I did really enjoy, which wasn't cringe, is Asher's voice.
Whoa, we skipped right down. We're really...
I'm sorry. I had to. That was, like, the most beautiful voice. Like, why is he not, like,
I
a
did
star?
Appreciate Asher's voice, but what I didn't appreciate is us trying to have to believe that he didn't realize anybody was in the house or that Diana was in the house. When we know full and well there's a full camera crew there, right. And Diana is coming down dressed in like a full whatever it was
Gucci tracksuit. Yeah, I'm like, I mean, all that like didn't even matter to me because you had told me a million times how great his voice is, But to hear him, like, oh my gosh, like, why is he not on America's Got Talent?
I'm starting to feel like maybe Diana solely came on the show to get
to make him a star,
a record contract or whatever.
But she's got so many friends. I'm sure she could do that regardless. Like, she's got, I mean, Elton John's her friend. I'm just shocked that we haven't heard him. Like, he's not a star.
Well,
I mean, at least that song. I don't know what other songs
I think he has a beautiful voice. If you go over to his Instagram, he truly does.
Does he perform and stuff, or is this just like a hobby?
I don't know. I see it on Instagram. That's all I know. But I felt that entire scene felt very forced and awkward for me.
Well, even though,
his voice is beautiful. His voice is beautiful. He should perform. If he had come out and performed at one of the events, or, you know, like did what he did the night that Erica sang along with him, I'm fine for it. But the, oh,
see, I missed that one. I know. I missed that episode where he sang. So this is the first time I've ever heard him sing.
Oh yeah. Beautiful voice. Stunning.
How old is he?
No idea, but she did call him her
child or something.
Yeah. Like, she kept referring to him as being a child,
and he was on Broadway, which is impressive too.
He was on Broadway, but now you got me all confused because we've now skipped through half the episode.
Once we talked about the ugly, I had to talk about the pretty.
Okay. So we get to where Crystal tells Sutton that she heard Lisa sighed, and Lisa is still angry with her. Sutton says when Lisa has her audience, she explodes. She also says she has done everything she can for Lisa. She says that she feels people were being judgy about Crystal's eating disorder. Crystal says she sees a pattern with the women on how her vulnerability is met with judgment. She gets emotional with how insensitive the ladies are being.
Okay, you just went over two different things, but
I mean, so, it was all in one conversation.
Yeah, but is this conversation about Lisa and Sutton still about the damn Elton John party?
Yeah, I think ultimately the conversation is that they don't like one another.
But can we just put a pin on that conversation? Like, you owe Harry an apology. Ugh, I'm tired of hearing that.
I'm over that conversation as well. But I think that I don't necessarily think Lisa is fully upset with Sutton. I think that when you're on that show, it is a pressure cooker on to come up with shit to fight about. And she was already struggling. And that was a situation where she blew because, you know, what are you doing? What have you done this year? What is your, you know?
Now, was this conversation the one at the dinner table?
Yes. That ends up coming.
The one that Kyle kept provoking?
Yes. The one that Kyle.
Kyle? She kept asking and she's like, I don't want to talk about it. So she go to somebody else. Then she go to somebody else. And before you know it, it's a full blown fight. And then there's Dorit over there. Can we just put a pin in it for a while?
Trying to bring Melissa Etheridge out.
Yeah, we can get back to it later.
Yes, it wasn't Kyle's smoothest transitioning of trying to stir it.
But she got an A for, you know, effort.
She did what she did. But what I really think we have to kind of break down, which people will say, Teddy, you're being biased. Every single woman on this show is stirring the pot.
Oh, that's,
and I'm not saying this to defend Kyle. I'm saying this because I've lived it. And what you're seeing happening at this dinner table when Lisa Rinna loses it is that every woman there is so grateful it's Lisa Rinna losing it and not them. That's why no one stops her.
Well, Lisa Rinna's losing it a lot lately.
Right. But that's the thing. Like, think about in actual life, if you and I were at dinner and you started losing your shit mm-hmm. over something that really didn't seem.
They'd throw us out of McDonald's.
Well, I would walk over to you and be like, let's go. Like, remember when Erica was losing it and Rinna came in and was like, okay, we're leaving. Takes a drink from her. Like, that's what friends do. But in this group
This was in somebody's house, so this was a whole different situation. But I mean, thank
but
God.
No one said anything. Sutton just sat there and took it, and then Garcelle, who is always, you know, there to say, is letting it happen. Erica's letting it happen. Like, no one is being like, Rinna. Like, I've never seen Rinna lose it like that. Like, I've seen her get upset before, but that was...
Do you think it was warranted, though? Think it was
No, but I think that...
Okay, that's what I thought,
I think that she's going through a shit ton, and she probably had more to drink than she normally does when she's filming, and she's sad, and she felt like she's in a pressure cooker, and she exploded.
Boy, did she. The one part that I really like is when somebody said, homeless, not toothless, and Kathy goes, what? What? And she goes, and they tell her, and she's like, oh, that's great.
Kathy was funny this episode. The homeless, not toothless, the name is, it's changed on, it's now just a shortened, it's letters, which I,
thank God.
Thank God, it's just letters. But I'm sitting there thinking, Dorit, I have never heard you talk about this charity.
Is it like the wedding dresses? Is it like
the Capri room?
The Capri room.
Beverly Beach. I'm like, and then.
I forgot about Beverly Beach. Is that no longer around?
Well, you don't see it. But then you hear Crystal go, I'm just so embarrassed because my friends are here. And I'm like, who are your friends that are here that aren't on the show? And then I'm like, the random dentist and his wife.
Oh, is that who she's? By the way, that dentist wife is beautiful.
She was so beautiful.
And then I kept thinking, oh, I see a new housewife right there.
Not if she was appalled by that conversation. She's not going to be a new housewife. But I'm sitting there thinking, like, we got to quit doing that. We got to quit acting like we're shocked that there's problems happening at a table.
Right.
Like, it's just, this is what's happening.
I know. And what about is that the dentist that was a sperm donor? And
no, that's a different dentist.
Because I'm like, maybe he might be good for the show. What did you think about PK and Mauricio's game?
Okay, I love games, and I always play those kind of games. Like, at my 40th, I made all the husbands play that game. But I don't feel like Mauricio's ever played that game. Like, when I try to get people to play, I don't think he's ever played before.
Really? I think that's just a game of trouble.
Yeah, I don't mind the game so much, but
I think it was just kind of like PK going like, who would you, or something like that. I'm like, no, don't.
And they took out each other's wives.
Yeah, and then he's like, my
who
wife.
Who did Mo pick? Mo picked
Rinna,
and then
Erica.
PK picked Erica, which then I started to try to visualize PK and Erica, and I was like,
isn't she way taller than him too?
Just all the things. I was like thinking of her in the Pretty Mess dungeon. I was like, my mind.
I can see it. He's got like a ball in his mouth and he's in a leather outfit. In a whip.
His old teeth are showing.
Oh, they're on the counter there on the bedside table.
I was like, I could do without this visual. And I think it was solely a game. And I love playing games. And I always give answers, which is why I'm going to ask you, if you had to pick one Real Housewives of Beverly Hills husband, who would it be?
Mauricio.
Same. Sorry, Kyle.
Yeah.
That's. But see how this is. Is there anything wrong with us saying that? I don't think Edwin's
feelings
be hurt.
Well, oh. But the thing is like, it's different when a guy's, and it is. I mean, maybe it's a double standard, but it's different when a guy's like, oh, what wife would you want? And it's just, to me,
Tone was different. It wasn't like you said, if you could pick another, but it was like, which one would you take? And they're all standing there and Erica's practically naked. She's in the world's shortest dress. Like, it felt a little, But I don't think they meant any harm by it.
No, I don't think
but
so.
But it was a little, then what else happened? Oh, PK talking about his DUI and just having to mention that he was at dinner with John Legend and Lionel Richie. I'm sure they're like, thanks a lot, dude.
Yeah, like, thanks. But he refers to it as a DUI, but yet in other conversations, he wasn't even booked. He was let go.
Did he say it was the DUI?
He called it a DUI, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if you get taken in, I think if you refuse to blow, you get taken in regardless, right? And then he blew at the station is my guess. I don't know from what I've read.
Yeah, I don't know. But is it a DUI or not?
It's only a DUI if you're charged.
Charged, but he called it, maybe he
whatever. Maybe he was just saying it. He's not an overly calculated overthinker as some of us may be. So I think he just said it in passing. And then the Dorit matchmaker stuff. I've actually heard Dorit tell people she's going to set them up before too, and it never
Do you know who this guy is she keeps talking about for 5 years for Garcelle?
No, I absolutely don't. But she's done this before. Even like I've heard her have conversations, even back in the day when my dad was single, and she's like, I've got this perfect person to set up. And I'm like, okay. Who, Dorit? Show me a picture. I need like, and then you never see the picture. This is like her thing. I think she really wants to be a matchmaker, but
But you actually have to do it.
You actually have to do it and have follow through.
Right.
You can see at this dinner table that Garcelle is like watching Erica's intake. She talks about it in the confessional. Yeah. And it really is setting the tone for what's to come. And I personally think when it comes to the eating disorder or the drinking, all those types of things.
Slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope for all of them.
But you know what? I do like what Erica said in her confessional. I thought that was strong, powerful. Like, no, I'm not happy. No, I'm not where I want to be. No, I don't want to be in this house. No, I don't. That whole conversation, like that whole confessional was like the best thing she could have done.
The most raw she's ever been. And you get it.
Yeah.
You're like, of course you're trying to drown out what's going on. And, you know, on the other, I realize that Erica has made some really big mistakes with her drinking this season.
Yeah, but I don't think she has a drinking problem. I think that you go through things.
I don't think it's up to us to make those decisions. Right, you know how many times we've made mistakes or done stupid shit drinking?
Yeah, especially since, yes, let's not talk about that. In the vault. River, in the vault.
In the vault.
Damn you, Teddy. Don't you ever turn on me.
I will never turn on you. I will never tell.
No, if you know somebody that their life for as many years that you've known them is they drink, and you know in the back of your head, they have a drinking problem. They're drinking in the morning, they're drinking at night, they're drinking whatever. It's not really up to me to say something, but if they're a good friend, yeah, obviously you're going to bring it to their attention. However, we've seen Erica for years. She's never had issue drinking. She's been actually more conservative, and now she's going through shit. People deal with shit in different ways. It doesn't mean they're an alcoholic.
And also, if you have concern, why not say to Erica, if you have, listen, I know you're going through a lot.
Yeah.
Like, regardless if I believe you or not with your involvement with Tom, I want to be there for you.
Now, has Garcelle not said that to her? Because I feel like she has had a conversation with her about, you know, her drinking.
Well, yes, with her drinking. That's different. Having a conversation where you're also accusing somebody of something or like implying that somebody has an issue with a substance or abuse or whatever it is, but also saying like, if you need a friend, like if you want to go out, if you want to hang, like you, if you want to see the best in somebody, you have to put yourself in a situation to see that.
Right.
Or if you want to just judge them, you just judge them. I get it. I can be judgmental as hell as well. Yeah,
for sure.
I think that it's very similar to what people are upset about in regards to Crystal. This is conversations that's happening behind Crystal's back. But you also see Lisa Rinna say to Crystal's face, I think you should get help. She didn't say that solely behind her back. So I think everyone in this group talks behind each other's backs.
Well, that's the nature of the show.
Right. So why are others, I wish they would stop obsessing in the show about others talking about each other's back and just start dealing with it.
Yeah. And just,
because that's, it bugs me. I'm like, I get it.
So again, it's another episode where people aren't quite believing Crystal completely.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's kind of sad. And I do like what Crystal said, and I can't remember her exact words, just because I had something about getting help. Do you remember? Does it mean I haven't gotten help?
She says...
Just maybe because I haven't done all the things, does it mean I haven't done anything? Something like that?
She said... Well, what she said last night on Watch What Happens Live was, what I need to explain is, when I said I hadn't been in treatment, I meant like a 30-day treatment facility.
Yeah.
But I've been in therapy my entire life.
Right.
That part I completely empathize on. I've also been in therapy. I understand that. But for scenes for next week, when they show, I feel pressure from the group about getting help and I don't want to. I think that's really, I mean.
Well, I think part of the problem is with Crystal and the other girls is Crystal's not really opening up. I think she is just the type of personality that doesn't like throw up her problems like other people do. So they only know bits and pieces of what's going on. So they're like, yeah, okay, I'm not buying this.
Yeah, because I think because for Crystal, she's being extremely vulnerable because, you know, she keeps saying my vulnerability is met with judgment. But I think crying and having half conversations is leading all of the women to not fully understand.
Right, exactly.
And then every other conversation, instead of it being a helpful conversation where it's like a learning opportunity, they're all gossiping about it behind her back or right. telling her what other people are saying about her behind her back, which is going to make her even more insecure.
Right.
Because if somebody's like, we're talking about you behind your back, but I want to be like, we're also talking about Erica behind her back. We're also talking about Brenna behind her back. We're also talking about Drew behind her back. We're also talking about Marcel behind her back. Everybody talks behind each other's back.
Yep.
So
true.
And then, yeah, I mean, the Brenna stuff is really hard to watch. I mean,
It is.
Pretty much what Sutton and Brenna say are the same thing. Is, you know, Brenna's upset because Sutton wasn't saying and doing the things that she wanted her to do.
And I liked her little, like, here's your book. Do as I say, and like yeah, I mean Sutton does have some good like one-liners.
I think zingers. Sutton has some good one-liners. I think Sutton is good on the show. I just want to see, like, in the mix when Rinna is losing it on her, she just sits there and it's like, I'm embarrassed about this happening in this
yeah
set.
But I think that's just her personality, don't you think?
Yeah, but then don't, you can't be on a show filled with drama.
I know, but we all have different roles, Teddy Joe. True. We all have different roles. But then it does end in an emotional note where Lisa gets emotional about how she doesn't want to fight and all the rage she felt for Sutton was about her mom. She's trying to figure out how to live without her mother, which I know that that's, I mean, I don't know because I've never lost a parent, knock on wood. But I couldn't imagine having to lose somebody close to you and jump right into filming and just go on like nothing. I think when you suppress those kind of memories, they come out in weird ways.
Yeah. I mean, I know that I haven't had anyone immediate pass away either, but I do know that back at the beginning of mine and Edwin's relationship, when I first started having kids and we were having issues, I took it out on everybody as well and myself.
Yeah.
And beat myself up and had big emotions over things mm-hmm. that had absolutely nothing to do.
Yeah, I was like that when I was going through my divorce. You know, it was just so much to take on and so much that I couldn't talk about that it came out in other ways.
And I don't think that us saying we empathize with Rinna is saying that we think what she did was right.
Right.
But I also don't understand why none of the other women were like, Rinna, enough.
Enough.
Obviously you're going through something right now. Let's go.
Well, and this is the thing. I'm hoping now that she's acknowledged it and she's put it out there that it's going to stop.
But I think also the problem is she has additional resentment that none of these women reached out to her about her. Like, all that you're seeing is what's happening on camera. There's no like extra, how are you doing since your mom? And I think that's also what she's pissed about. And it's just coming out in really jacked up ways.
Yeah.
Melissa Etheridge comes out, so the fight stops. Dorit almost takes like an ice pick to PK because the lighting goes on and off wrong.
I didn't quite clearly understand that. Like, he can't turn the lights on and off. Like, she's worried about.
I mean, from being at their house, there's always issues with them trying. Like, they don't know how to work their Sonos. They don't have
it's too difficult. That's like Eddie with our TV system.
Yeah, it's like my remote controls. That's why I watch shows on my iPad.
Yeah, Edwin, it's like this is ridiculous. Yeah.
So I think that's what it was, and it was like her just blown.
Has Melissa Etheridge been on Beverly Hills before?
I don't think so.
Why do I feel like she was on some? Maybe not. Oh, I know.
Wilson Phillips was on.
That's That's who it was. Yeah.
Wilson Phillips was on. But I mean, I love Come to My Window. Like I could sing it right now. Come to just kidding. Okay. So that's the episode for scenes for next week. We hear it looks pretty explosive when Garcelle says, I don't need to help you make you look bad. You do that on your own. Which then that's what brought up her reposting that clip, trying to sell her book, is what started the whole fight online between Garcelle and Erica.
I forgot about that
video of the trash, all that. So here's where we are. Let's go through a couple fan thoughts and then I got to get on a plane. Okay. So fan thoughts from Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Great episode. Send love to Renna.
I hope Renna gets some professional help. She's been struggling and it's sad to see someone go through a loss. Next one is I'm over Garcelle trying to label Erica. The next one is tired of Erica's sex talk narrative. I can't say that. I'm
over it.
It is over a lot.
It's a lot nonstop. And the people that are talking are not the ones that are doing. So it's the ones that talk about, even like the people that talk about their marriage. Oh, we're so great. We're so great. Oh my God. I love my love. No, sorry. You're trying to fool everybody else.
Okay.
But Kyle is a shit stirrer, and that was not appropriate at a beautiful dinner. Well, you're watching the wrong show then.
Yeah. Listen, you could tell here's where I think it's more obvious. When she's doing it, she's laughing. I think because she's like loosened up, had a couple drinks. She's trying to do it like in a light way, but it's not a light thing.
I detected a buzzed Kyle.
Yeah. I was
that's a buzzed Kyle.
I was like, the shit stirring transition wasn't the easiest. But yeah, you start to see that unfold. Then the next one. Oh, we had this point already. I think the only reason Diana came on is to bring attention to Asher's career.
PK and Mauricio are hilarious to watch together. I think they are super cute.
Oh yeah, they are cute. Dwight, was he not a friend of Taylor's? She could not live without him as a friend. I don't know if Dwight was a friend of Taylor's because I didn't watch when she was on, but Dwight was a friend of LVP's, which you see Dorit try not even say LVP's name.
Oh, and the clip they showed.
Of him throwing cannon in the pool?
I'm like, of all the clips. maybe that's the only footage they have of them together. I don't know, but it was a great one.
It was a fright. And honestly, you're like, if Ken wasn't on camera, I think he would have killed Dwight.
Ken at his age, like, you don't push somebody down like that. I could have broke a hip.
Dorit Sutton. Interesting that Kathy used the I'm very close to her comment and wasn't. I don't know what that means. Garcelle's judgmental. Why is there a PCA for eating disorders every week, but not for alcoholics? I don't know.
Good point.
I don't know. Good point.
I like the enough of Diana's boyfriend singing moments. I mean, it's my first time because I was on vacation when he sang the other time, but I liked it. Sorry.
Kathy's comment. Was she under there the whole time? Who is that? Talking about Melissa Etheridge. Sutton needs to own her part and how they all talked about Crystal. Sutton never shut it down. That is a good point. Sutton did shut it down. Whoever wrote this, Sutton did say, I don't think we should talk about this when she's
not
here.
That's right.
So for those of you who say that I don't see both sides, I see all the sides because Sutton did try to shut it down. Somebody asked if this was not a fan thought for Beverly Hills, but they want to talk about Teresa's new podcast reveal.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. What are they going to be talking about?
We don't know. It appears that the person already has the other girl that she's podcasting with has another podcast.
Yeah, and I've been on that podcast before.
Yeah. So she's teamed up with her. I don't know what they're going to be talking about. I don't know if it's Housewives. But it's weird, Tam. It's as if we had a good idea and this worked out for us. Other people are following suit.
Didn't we get I shouldn't say it.
No, you better zip that right up. but yeah, I guess we'll leave on that note. We're going to hear that podcast after her honeymoon.
Great. So I can't wait.
is what it is. Love you, Tam. We will be back in action on Monday. Can you get into some trouble this weekend, not filmed, so that we can discuss it Monday?
No, I don't want to get in trouble.
I do.
But it's like 1,000 degrees in Orange County. I can imagine where it is in LA right now. I'm like, I'm so over it.
Can you
kids go back to school next week? And then it's like 1,000 degrees. Like we had a mild summer and then boom.
Yep. That's the way it goes. But I'll be in OC next week too. So, oh, okay. Are we going to do the thing? Is Eddie coming and working us out?
Yeah. That's the first day of school. So you said 7:30, right?
Yeah.
So because Sophia doesn't have her driver's license, I have to drive her to school. I told her, I said, listen, an hour a day, you're going to study. You have to study. She took the test one time it last September and didn't pass it. So you have 3 tries and then you have to pay again. I said, I have 2 more tries. So you better. I paid for 2 more tries.
I failed when I came to California too, because I had taken it in Hilton Head, South Carolina. I thought it was a way different type of test. I didn't even study, went in and failed. Not the driving part, the written.
Yeah. Well, that's what she's.
I'm scared I'm going to have to take it again.
Oh dear. You don't drive. Why would you even get your license?
I don't know. I guess there's no point.
Why renew it?
Oh, true.
Don't get a ticket and it will get renewed.
All right. Love you, Tam.
Okay. Love you too. Okay.
Bye.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.